This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. I just can't cope anymore. Do you ever feel like that? I want to talk today about this business of living under pressure, and I'm grateful to my friend and colleague John Edmonston for these thoughts about living under pressure. There are, of course, some answers, I think, to this. I've talked before about the fact that sometimes we need to have a rest, a break. I mean, Jesus said to his disciples one day, "Come away to a quiet place by yourselves and rest a while." Now, Jesus, the Son of God, he knew all about pressure, and he had to escape from that from time to time. And, of course, when he did that, other people followed him, and he didn't get much of a break. So we do need sometimes to get away for a break to, as they say, recharge the batteries. But I wonder also about reducing your workload. The classic example of an overworked and hard-pressed wife from the Bible was Martha. 13 or more guests had arrived, and Martha was flat out in the kitchen trying to do a dozen things at once. But Mary, well, she wasn't there to help Martha, and so Martha was getting flustered, as we say. And Jesus said to her, "Well, you are fretting and fussing about many things, but few things are necessary," Jesus said. But how many of us allow more and more tasks to end up overwhelming us without asking, are they really necessary? I think there's another concept, as John has mentioned here in this article that I've got in front of me. He's talking about living one day at a time. And what a great concept. You know, if people begin to feel they can no longer cope with life, it's because they're worrying about the future as well as the present. But of course, God has broken up life into days and nights. And God expects us to live one day at a time. Why? Why would you want to do that? Because you can trust him for that day, and you can also trust him for the future. In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, "Don't worry at all then about tomorrow, because tomorrow can take care of itself. One day's trouble is enough for one day." Isn't that true? So the best way to prepare for the future is not worry about it, but doing each day's work as it comes, trusting God to supply you with the energy and the strength and all those things that you need for that day. Because the Bible says, "As your days, so shall your strength be." That's Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25. What about this idea of working 7 days a week and being occupied all the time? Now, lots of us think we know better than God, working 7 days a week. Now, we do need time. We need to spend one day in seven in worship of God. You know, the idea of going to church is still very, very important, because it's going to church, for example, that you can find the quietness and confidence there that'll be your strength. Again, that's a verse from the Bible. To sit for an hour or whatever it is in a church, in that place of quietness and worship, there we can allow God to speak through us, and he can do something for us to help us during the week. So we talk here about thinking about God. Many of us, when we become tired or anxious, probably because of the pressures of life, we feel sorry for ourselves. Norman Vincent Peale tells how a young businessman asked him to talk with his father, who was the head of the business. He said, "I'm worried about Dad. He's so nervous, he's tense, the pressures are there, my dad's giving way." And so they went into his office, and he looked very nervous. And Dr. Peale spoke to him, encouraged him to relax. And he said, "I don't suppose you ever read the Bible, do you?" "Well," he said, "yes, I do." And Dr. Peale said, "You read the Bible, but you don't practice it." "Of course," he said, "I practice it. I'm a moral, I'm an ethical man." But he said, "I'm not talking about morals and ethics. I'm talking about," Vincent Peale said, "the healing power of God. For example, have you read," he said, "Isaiah chapter 26 that says, 'You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you.'" And so Peale went on to explain that this man's father, the head of the company, had not been keeping his mind on God. He'd been thinking about all the problems. And so he said, "I want you to repeat three times every day that verse, Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." And it worked. So finding God is the most important thing that any of us can do. Heavenly Father, we know that often we live under pressure. You know the answers, Lord. Give us your peace. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.